It looks like there may be a new law enforcement facility in the near future in Sioux City. The Woodbury County Board of Supervisors voted last night to advance discussions regarding the construction of a new center. The project would cost an estimated $49.5 million. Director of Woodbury County Building Services Kenny Schmitz told the board that a new detention center would cost twice as much as fixing the current jail. Fixing the jail includes some much-needed heating and air conditioning upgrades, but fast-tracking that project doesn't provide much cost savings either.
So we projected those costs to see if they would alleviate some of our problems. As it turned out, really it didn't help much. The cost is $5.266 million.
Board Chairman Keith Raddick says he believes the board will vote next week to improve an architecture contract during the next supervisors' meeting. It's a step that could lead to the construction of the 440-bed facility. Raddick has been a proponent of building a new jail for some months. He says it's about having a safer place for workers and having a safer city by having people who need to be in jail instead of letting them out because of a lack of capacity. A bunch of small two-seater airplanes are in eastern Iowa this week. It's called Confab in the Corn in Clinton, Iowa. It's the 19th such fly-in for the Cessna Airplane Group. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.